Blog Talk Radio.
Truth to Power show, and my name is Beverly D, and on Thursday, I have Eddie Rodriguez join me, and this is the Hispanic Heritage Month Latin Music Series, and we're spotlighting Cuban music here for this Heritage, for this Hispanic Heritage Month. How you doing, Eddie Rodriguez? Great to have you with me.
Well, thank you again, Beverly, for inviting me to our third Hispanic Heritage Month Latin Music Series. Always a pleasure to join you on Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. on your program, Truth to Power, on blogtalkradio.com.
Well, same here. Thank us. And thank you especially for bringing this great music, introducing this music to me and some of my audience.
Well, I'm glad you feel it. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, we wanted to spotlight Cuban music, in particular last week and this week for Hispanic Heritage Month, because that music is not normally heard on any commercial radio in the United States. As you know, the U.S. has had an embargo on Cuba for the last 63 years, and that embargo includes music coming to the U.S. So this is an opportunity for us to share some of this music with your audience, and I hope they enjoy the show tonight. We have a lot of great music, and we have a call-in number for comments that I think maybe you want to give them that number now, Beverly.
Okay. The number is 323-642-1586. And push the number 1. That's 323-642-1586. Push the number 1 if you have a question or a comment, especially if you would like to talk to Eddie Rodriguez. He's been in the music industry for a while, and so he knows the music industry, especially the Latin part of this part of the industry. So this is your opportunity to ask any questions or comments.
Well, I think people to the music, and I'm glad.
Yes.
This is a public service we're doing on blogtalkradio.com for your audience. The idea is to have a conversation. You know, we started off a Puerto Rican from the Bronx and an African-American woman from Detroit. So it's great to continue this conversation about the music that you have not been able to be exposed to, like this Cuban music and even salsa music, Latin music in general, because there's not that many outlets in the U.S. for the, you know, danceable Latin, tropical Latin, what we call it, salsa music today. But the music from Cuba was the foundation of the emergence of what we call the salsa music business. Today is a multi-million-dollar industry, and it's worldwide. So I'm very happy to be with you. We're coming to you live. I'm on my iPhone here in Puerto Rico. And I hope that we don't get any interference from thunder. There's been a lot of lightning. And if you hear any Puerto Rican dogs barking, just remember, the show is unedited, unscripted, and we are coming to you live every Thursday on Truth to Power. Let's hear some music, some Cuban music
from
set list tonight.
Okay, let's go.
Que la vida se le da bien dura con los problemas, con la censura, que por eso necesita un pasaporte. Imprescindible caminar por otras tierras al precio que sea necesario, sin lucha, sin guerra. Ella se aferra al amor, pero el amor le da golpe. Ella se aferra a la noche, pero la noche está difícil de entender. Ella no sabe de calle, pero le parte para arriba, porque en la calle está lo único que le devuelve la vida. Nadie sabe bien lo que se esconde en su alma. El silencio va del brazo de una copa, desahogándose y embriagando la esperanza de ser libre y empezar a caminar sin fin. Nadie sabe bien lo que se esconde en su alma, que el silencio va del brazo de una copa, desahogándose, embriagando la esperanza de ser libre y empezar a caminar. Ella está con su carita así de pasaporte, sobreviviendo a la crisis, sobreviviendo al golpe. Su carita de pasaporte, le dio a la vida le dio al amor, cada cual con su destino, cada cual con su dolor, repite mi coro.
Ella está con su
carita de pasaporte,
sobreviviendo a la crisis.
sé que se va. Pasaporte, sobreviviendo a la crisis.
Ya no puedo más,
con esa melodía, tu color, tu fantasía.
fantasía, con tu filosofía mi cabeza está vacía, ya no puedo más, ya no puedo más.
Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo, y una noche loca, ahí besar tu boca. Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo, y una noche loca, con tremenda nota.
Thank you. respondes,
qué lástima.
Yo maraste que te llama,
qué lástima.
Si no te ha cambiado el nombre, nene, rico, así, machuca.
llevo a puesto hoy para Mayarín.
Te traigo este son timbiao, mezclado con salsa buena. El que no baile con esto, no tiene sangre en la vena.
Mezcla de caña y café, del son de Benny Moré y el ritmo de los bambán, del compay con su chan chan y Chucho tocando el piano, lleva sombrero de guano, eres rumba y guayabera, Alexander Abreu. A ti se te ve por fuera el coimbra del cubano, tú eres de esa preciosa isla bendita del encanto. Allí los grandes son tantos que el mundo parece chico. Cheo dejó un abanico de ritmos y melodías, maelos y bedeía, con esto la voz cantando. Gilberto Santa Rosa de Puerto Rico, Gran Combo sigue sonando más fuerte que el primer día. Ahora sí, se soltaron los caballos. Anda, clasifica el trote.
Pero me grita el corazón, gordo, está cantando con mis besos, tiene el lujo de...
This is Hispanic Heritage Month, and we are spotlighting Cuban music with Eddie Rodriguez.
Well, thank you, Beverly, for inviting me again to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with you. I'm coming live from Puerto Rico. You're coming live from Detroit, Michigan. And so it's a pleasure to be with you. The track that we just heard was called Chucho. We heard some great solos there on piano. Was the great Chucho Valdez. I think you experienced him in the Detroit Jazz concert this summer. And on trombone, I have a story about him. It's the late, great Juan Pablo Torres. I was able to track him down because I had heard his music in New York. And I tracked him down. I knew that he had came to the U.S., and I tracked him down. He was working at a T-shirt factory putting in the labels. And that great trombone that we just heard, you know, couldn't get a job when he came here from Cuba. And I went to Miami and met with him, and I got him to sign a contract with Tropi Jazz Records at the time. So then on, obviously, you know, the great, you know, bassist by the name of, I forgot his name right now, but anyway, you know, the saxophonist, Paquito de Rivera, bassist, Carlos del Puerto, Carlitos del Puerto, an incredible bassist. I hope your audience enjoyed that. We were listening to our Alexander Abreu prior to that, and we heard Iraquere on this set. So how did you enjoy the music, Beverly? Did you feel it?
Yes, definitely, always. Now, this is the Hispanic Heritage Month. When did it start? Do you know when they started this?
Yeah, every year. The person that put this together, and every year between September 15th and October 15th, is Hispanic Heritage Month. It was an act of Congress. They made it an official part of the American calendar. Like they have Black History Month, they have Hispanic Heritage Month. So the person that started it was the vice president of Latin affairs at Coca-Cola Atlanta, and by the name of Rudy Becerra, a great gentleman. He was able to lobby, you know, in Washington, D.C., you know, for months because they had Hispanic Heritage Week, and he was responsible for lobbying, you know, getting all the Hispanic caucus to vote on making it Hispanic Heritage Month. So, it's to celebrate the diversity of the Hispanic community in the United States. You know, the majority of Hispanics are Mexican in the U.S. Mm-hmm. After that comes Puerto Ricans in the United States. After that comes Dominicans and Salvadorians. This is when you talk about Colombia, that's another consumer group, you know, within the Hispanic, you know, everybody has their own taste in food and culture from their own country. We have one thing in common since 1493. We all speak Spanish, and that is 500 million people on this planet speak Spanish. And so when you hear lyrics in Spanish, it's for that audience, but the music comes through. You know, if you feel it, you feel the beat, the words are notes and of a vocalist. So it makes for upbeat music and danceable music with a couple. You know, on this new way of dancing salsa music, you have to be athletic. You have to be young because the moves and the forms, you know, are so wonderful. If you watch them, they look beautiful, people dancing this. So there's dance schools all around the world that teach salsa music, and now they teach Cuban salsa music, which is kind of like the style you're hearing tonight from Cuba. some old stuff from Iraquere, Yomara. That was an album that was a winner, first time a Cuban who won a Grammy back in the 70s when they started to recognize Latin music as a genre, as a category in the voting panels. So let's get back to some music. We have some great music for you tonight. And yeah, Hispanic Heritage Month, we've been doing this for 3 years, and I'm honored that you invited me back this year. So thank you once again, brother.
And thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go. Let's see.
las tantas que han habido, dos mujeres y tres maridos buscaban su ubicación. Dos mujeres y tres maridos buscaban su ubicación.
Timba, timba y timba, oh, oh, oh. Quieren todos saber.
Aburrida, quiso hacer cambio de vida y no hay nadie que la entienda. No quiso bailar más rumba y quiso cambiar de estilo, cambiando al temba por tumba, así cambia de marido. Cambiando al temba por tumba, así cambia de marido. La excepción, tú le darás la razón, sabiendo que está muy linda, de tumba pasó pa' timba, para cambiar de sabor, de tumba pasó pa' timba, para cambiar de sabor.
Cayó en su mi enredo, los sitios mi madurez. ¡Ah! y buena vista me dio la luz. Vela en la confirmación. El cerro me dio la llave, la víbora me dio su amor. Yo soy el hijo de un fundador que siempre soñó cantar con el tren. Y fíjese usted, señor, que ese sueño a mí se me dio. Y fíjese usted, señor, que ese sueño a mí se me dio.
Tiempos de antaño surgieron ritmos que ya causaron gran sensación. Como fueron el mambo, el son, la cumbia, el danzonete y el charletón. Y así la gente se contagiaba con una música singular. Con buen gusto a todos llegaba, incitándolos a bailar. Pero al pasar el tiempo todo fue cambiando y en la actualidad, ¡ay, ay, ay! Ahora es mejor.
Ahora es mejor de hablar.
Quédate tranquilo, yo.
Ahora es mejor de hablar.
Por eso ahora con este songo a todo el mundo quiero expresar. Bailar de todo sin ser tan burdo ni chabacán. Que la alegría y la picardía no se confundan en tu cantar. Con todo aquello que nada aporte a nuestra música popular. Ahora defiende todas tus tradiciones, no las traiciones.
Ya no podrán hablar.
Ya no, ya no, ya no. Ya no podrán hablar.
Ya no podrán hablar.
Tendrán que confiar, te van a respetar.
Hey. Ya no podrán hablar. Cada vez como vengo.
Ahí.
Sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Y ahora vengo como vengo. Tengo lo que tengo y sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Cada vez como vengo.
Suave.
Sigo ahí. Por eso me mantengo.
Si a la gente. Le gusta la mamita y a todas las señoritas,
sí, sí.
Está buena pa' bailar.
Cada vez como vengo, sigo ahí, por eso me mantengo.
Sé que sigo ahí, con mi música elegante, un poquitico picante. Y al final, no hay quien la aguante. A todos mis amigos les digo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
A mis hermanos los que crecieron conmigo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
El pueblo de Cuba ha sido testigo,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
De las tristezas, alegrías que he vivido,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Tú que no creías y no, no,
ay Dios, por eso me mantengo.
Y ahora te veo rezando, pidiéndole a Dios. Yo siempre estaba en tu preferencia y ahora,
por eso me mantengo.
Nico, que no me cambie la emisora.
Ay, yo, por eso me mantengo.
Dice, que no me cambie la emisora.
Ay, yo, por eso me mantengo.
que yo traigo. Carrahuan fue mi niñez, Belén mi complicación, Cayo Benzo mi enredo, los sitios mi madurez, y Buena Vista me dio la luz, Belén la confirmación, el cerro me dio la llave, la víbora me dio su amor, yo soy el hijo de un fundador, que siempre soñó cantar con el tren, y fíjense usted señor, señor, que ese sueño a mí se me dio.
Anda, quiéreme, solo quiéreme.
Quiéreme como te quiero, nunca te defraudaré.
Anda, quiéreme, solo quiéreme.
Mis hermanos de su María, la gente que
se
joró,
se falló,
Thank you.
Yes, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We're spotlighting Cuban music with Eddie Rodriguez.
That was a swinging set, I got to tell you.
Yes.
That was incredible. We just heard Mongo Santa Maria with Mambo Mongo. The last number we just heard was, once again, the late, great Bebo Valdez. He is the father of the gentleman that you saw playing piano, the Detroit Jazz Festival this summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a family, you know. And, it's interesting. He, once the revolution happened, he moved to Sweden, and he stayed there. He became a citizen there, and he got married there, had children there. And I got to meet him. I got to work with him and his son, Chucho Valdez, at the same time with that recording we heard earlier called Chucho. And so Chucho has a son, Chuchito, who also plays the piano. He's in Mexico, working in Mexico. But once again, you know, great, you know, incredible, God-given talent, amazing musicians, composers, arrangers that we've been listening to tonight. Mongo Santa Maria, another one, was incredible. It was the late, great Mongo Santa Maria. He was a great percussionist and great band leader, a wonderful human being, very humble. And, you know, I had the pleasure of working with him with the Tropi Jazz All-Stars and Jack Hook, who was his manager for many, many years. We heard Benny More with the one of our dead. It was a trombonist that kept on saying Generoso, Generoso, Generoso. That was Generoso Jimenez. He was born in Cuba in 1917, and he was the mentor of the trombonist that we heard a solo earlier, Juan Pablo Torres. He was his mentor. So Juan Pablo Torres took that Cuban style, and it also did too. He came to America, and he ended up passing away in 2007 in Florida. The same thing with Juan Pablo Torres. The trombone plays a huge part in all of Latin music when you're talking about dancing and, you know, having a certain talent that's God-given. You know, it's in. You know, these gentlemen were composers, arrangers, songwriters, and musicians. And that was the beginning of, you know, everything these people learned, these gentlemen learned in Cuba. They brought it with them to the U.S. So we were blessed to hear their sound and see them perform, you know, live. We also played something by... play something by Benny More, which is what I wanted to talk about, Generoso. Right now, I mean, this has been a swinging night. This was a dance night. I can give you, you know, a set list, but, you know, tonight we did something interesting because I wanted you to play the music on Hispanic Heritage Month, Cuban music that you felt. That you like, you know, this is music that you're not, you know, this is not the music you grew up with. So looking at it from a standpoint from a different culture, the African American experience in the U.S. and me, the Puerto Rican experience in the U.S. Is an interesting conversation. So once again, I thank you musically, musical conversation.
Thank you.
Spiritual conversations and uplifting, because the music, the instrumentals, as well as the songs that we heard with vocals in Spanish, were very, very great, upbeat, danceable music. I appreciate you, Beth D, and I hope to join you next week with another part three of Hispanic Heritage Month. Latin music series. We're going to spotlight Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, and New York salsa.
All righty. Well, thank you again, Eddie Rodriguez. We really appreciate you and bringing the music here, and I definitely look forward to next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to leave out with some Cecilia Cruz and others, and Tico.
Very good. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.